I am a sea of love. 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 You are a sea of love. You are a sea of love. We are a sea of love. We are a sea of love. Hello and welcome to the Womb Centered Healing Podcast. I'm Sama Morningstar, and I have some announcements to share with you about what's going on in the Womb Centered Healing Temple this summer 2021. First of all, I just want to say thank you so much for listening to the podcast. And if you'd like to receive announcements in an email form for each new podcast that comes out, as well as blog articles that are often related to the podcast topics, as well as upcoming courses and events, you can subscribe to the Womb Centered Healing Temple newsletter by visiting wombcenteredhealing.com. And I also encourage you, if you love this podcast, to please support it financially. You can subscribe financially through Anchor by making a monthly contribution of, you know, a small contribution. They start at 99 cents, you know, to really support this podcast and support the work that I'm doing to make all of this wonderful information available to you and inspire you to think about the womb as the center of your universe once again. Return to that womb of wisdom that resides within you. So if that feels like something you want to support financially, that's how you can do it. Also, if you're interested in diving deeper into some of the topics and to really take a period of devotion in your life, devote some time and some energy in your life to deepening this practice of womb-centered living, I encourage you to take a look at the courses and workshops, and particularly the Biomystical Womb Apprenticeship program that you can learn more about by visiting wombcenteredhealing.com. And there's a button up at the top of the page that says Biomystical Womb Apprenticeship. You can go there and listen to some introductory videos and look at the details of the program. And you don't have to do the whole 13-month program if you wanted to try out one of the 8 phases in the program. Each phase is about a month long. And I'm often sharing on the podcast and, you know, on these through the newsletter about the upcoming phases. So if you subscribe, then you'll start to get a sense of what the different phases are that are happening live throughout the year, but they're also available in recorded form, so you can do any of them at any time throughout the year to just dive deeper and really devote some time to discovering and learning about and reinitiating yourself into the power of the womb. So don't hesitate to visit the website, wombcenteredhealing.com, and connect in that way. All right, that's all for now. Enjoy the episode today. Thanks. Hello and welcome to the Womb Centered Healing Podcast. I'm Sama Morningstar, and I have Anna Rose with me here today. Thank you so much for joining me, Anna. We decided to come on here. Anna's been participating in the Biomystical Womb Apprenticeship, and we've been getting excited about the next phase of the apprenticeship that we're opening up to invite new participants in, and it's the Enchantress phase. And if you've been listening to the podcast here, we've been talking about it with different guests about the Enchantress archetype, and how that is associated with our premenstrual and perimenopausal phase in our cycles and in our lives, and yet how it also influences all other phases of our cycle in our lives, and can be very empowering to connect with, because our Enchantress is the keeper of our soul purpose and helps to guide us and support us in aligning our lives to our soul purpose and fulfilling our soul purpose. So Anna, welcome. And I would love to have you introduce yourself a little bit more and share about your experience in the apprenticeship so far and what you're excited about with the Enchantress.
Hi, thanks for having me. Always happy to participate. So I'm Anna Rose, and since probably, I think we started in October, I've been part of the apprenticeship, right? And I wanted to be part of the apprenticeship. It just really spoke to me. For me, there's, I get an intuitive feeling when something is just right. And when I first found you, it definitely happened. I just started crying. So for me, that's a good sign. And because since a few years, I've gotten really interested in women's health, in being connected to the womb and our intuition as women, and to come back to an authentic place and a natural place that is more in alignment. That's why I wanted to participate in the apprenticeship. And so far it's been really intense, but soft at the same time. All the phases have really interesting things to offer to me and opened my eyes to so many things. Lots of things have changed for me in my life, I have to say, and the introspection that I've got from it. And I guess I'm really excited about the Enchantress phase now, because it's so interwoven in all the other phases, like Sama also says. And there's so much to say about it. It's hard to know where to begin with, but it is enchanting, and it is. I'm really excited about it, because for me, it's something I want to have in my life at all times, and I would want other women to have that as well.
Mm. So what's your experience so far of the Enchantress before even entering into this upcoming portion of the apprenticeship, which is also going to be a standalone course in case anybody wanted to join us who's not in the full 13-month apprenticeship? What's your experience so far?
It's really, really magical. There's so much to it. It definitely still has different faces. But I think the main thing is that she can go very deep. And I can identify with it, with the own Enchantress in me, but also feeling it around me. And to me, it's very magical. Personally, I can find it a lot in the forest, because that's where I connect to myself a lot. And it's very transformative. I feel that when I fall into the Enchantress in myself, when there's this phase in my cycle, for example, that the senses are heightened, and you just want to create and weave things. It's hard to weave things into life. It's very witchy for me personally, and it's also a very empowered part. There's a different kind of fire to it, and there's also this part that can be very scary, but it's really just very powerful. And it's also transformative in a sense of having a rebirth when you can fully surrender to it. Like for me, there's an attraction to the death of things that maybe don't serve me. And I feel the enchantress can really help with that. So this might sound really big, but for me, that's very inviting. And the enchantress has that.
Mm. So for somebody who's new to these kinds of practices, who and new to this kind of languaging, how would you describe the enchantress energy as you've encountered it so far? What would you invite them to explore for themselves to encounter the enchantress that's already present in their own lives? I know that oftentimes what happens with the enchantress is when we start to learn more about that archetype, we realize that she's been there all along and we just didn't know it. We didn't understand it. It's one of the most maligned and suppressed feminine archetypes. And so there's all this diversion of our attention to other places, and there's a lot of sweeping under the rug in our societal and personal structures and family structures of, when that energy comes forth in us, we get ignored or pushed aside because it can be so confronting to the status quo. And so I'm curious how you would invite somebody who is new to these energies to start connecting with that in their lives. What were some of the initial awarenesses or connections that you can remember? Maybe you didn't even know it was the enchantress when you first started connecting with some of these energies, but now you're realizing, oh, that was the enchantress.
Mm-hmm. I mean, in general, it's definitely when we feel a pull towards something, a magnetic pull, to follow that, because that is definitely a part of the intuition that we need to follow. And if we can go into it, then I think the enchantress becomes more alive within us, and we can feel the magnetic pull inside ourselves. For me, the practices that we did in the apprenticeship so far helped me, because it's where we also connect to our body. So to embody then through the practice. So when we do womb singing or dance, or we move, I feel it can become more activated, because we create a safe space to hold that energy. And to become more connected to it. And I guess if someone's really never done that, finding a way to connect to the womb through movement is, I would really recommend that. And maybe even just to say, okay, well, I'm just really going to set this time. And in this time, I don't have to think of all the worries. I will just let this time fully allow to unfold whatever wants to unfold, and then afterwards I can still deal with everything else that would come up in my mind, but in this time not. In this time I'm just going to really allow something different to come up, and maybe something that's been familiar already anyway. Anyways, and to remember really, hey, I've had this feeling before and it felt amazing. I can imagine lots of women would have that. Yeah. Do you feel that too?
Oh yeah. I really love what you're sharing about setting aside time to connect with our womb center, to connect with our inner essence. And that's really what is on offer in the apprenticeship. And yes, I do offer all kinds of things into that space, but ultimately the intention is for it. That's just my way of holding that space for you, for the participants, to connect to their own inner visioning and inner experience and essence. And that's the whole point of the whole thing. And if someone you know, I certainly have had many experiences before having anyone holding the space for me of creating space for that for myself, of setting everything else aside, you know, going out in nature. You mentioned going into the forest, going into the waters, you know, just having my own space, my own sanctuary, creating sacred space for myself, and just spending time with myself and getting in touch with myself has been a longstanding practice before I ever had anybody helping me to do that. And I will say that having a community or a mentor or both to help me do that has definitely been essential to the growth of that practice, because oftentimes what we can encounter when we're there with ourselves is a lot of the programming that we received, a lot of the unresolved traumas that we've experienced, and we might not know. It's very difficult to hold space for that to change for ourselves. It is possible, but it really helps to have others who are also on that kind of a journey and who can, you know, teach us methods that are new to us. And, you know, not that there's any one method that's going to work. It's just that it's good to have a lot of different tools and processes that we can bring in at any given moment, because for one thing that we're looking to heal or grow, we might need one kind of process, and then we might need a different kind of process for something else. And so, yeah, just having access to mentors and community around this process of finding ourselves again, it seems counterintuitive, right? But the thing is, a lot of the things that keep us from experiencing our own essence happened in community. And we're not solitary beings. And there's only so far we can go in a healing process in a solitary, isolated place. And some people, you know, do wonderful things in solitude and really, really work through their healing process. And me too, I've spent a lot of my time in isolation. And then there's like, okay, we're here on this planet with billions of people, right? How do we come back into community and back into communion with our fellow human beings and the other beings on the planet? And so coming into community with mentors is really helpful for working that out as well. So, gosh, I kind of went off on some tangents. I hope I answered your question.
Oh, no, definitely. Yeah.
So I'm curious if anything else comes up for you to share, what you're excited about, perhaps, about this upcoming Enchantress phase of the apprenticeship.
I mean, as you mentioned, what came up for me too is that, for example, I'm usually very introverted when it comes to my own healing process. But also through the apprenticeship, I'm learning how good it is to have people that work on the same things, to have other women around and to kind of tune into that, to be like connected in that sense, and to also reignite each other. Mm-hmm. Like you always kind of fire each other up a little bit more again. I really appreciate that. And it's not that it kind of deters you from your own path. It kind of invites you to go deeper into your own intuition. So that's what I'm learning, what community can be. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and with the Enchantress phase, I'm looking forward to the things that are going to be created from it. Mm. I get this itch to just create from it and to just bring out all the colors and all the materials and to go into it and to kind of, yeah, to also, you know, inspire others with it and to hold on to this feeling and not lose it, because it's really empowering. And I feel there needs to be more of this.
Mm.
I see how it influences my life in a really interesting way. It's really a bit stranger than fiction, you could say.
Mm.
It's really magical. And I want to dance with that kind of energy. Mm. I can feel how it's coming up in the other phases too that we had before, that it was really about connecting deeper with ourselves. And from that point, there's this spark, this inside spark. And that's also the Enchantress. And it can create from that space, we just can create so many amazing things and design our life in a very beautiful way and, you know, tend to our own garden. Mm. So yeah, I'm looking forward to more of that. And I'm really excited to see what we're going to do in this phase. That's, and how it's going to be for other women, the individual Enchantress, and to see it in others embodied.
Mm. You're getting me all excited. I've been excited, but now, well, particularly because I've seen over the course of this apprenticeship, you've shared photos of your, like, when you said bringing out all the colors, I'm imagining the journal pages that you've shared with us where you're using colorful pens and pencils, you're making drawings, you're, you know, drawing symbols and things like that. And, you know, I'm getting excited to see what else you might create artistically to express what's happening for you and to capture it, if you will, into, you know, physical representations that you can refer back to and be nourished by in an ongoing way, and perhaps share with others and share with us and nourish, mm-hmm. nourish the other participants and inspire the other participants. So I'm looking forward to all of that as well. Definitely. Mm. All right. Well, so if somebody wanted to get in touch with you and connect with you more about some of the things that you've shared, how might they do so?
So far, the best way would be through my social media.
Mm-hmm.
On Facebook, either through my name, Anna Rose. I've been made aware that there's more Anna Roses than me, but I will be, it will be coming up that I'm connected to Sama. So that'll be helpful probably to find me. And also I'm pretty active in her group for the womb centered healing temple.
Yeah.
And yes, and for my Facebook, people would also be able to find me on the Instagram page that's connected. So I think it should be easy to find me.
Okay, good.
It should work.
I trust it'll be easy to find. And also you'll be posting about this podcast interview on your page. So if you're looking for Anna on Facebook, for example, and you see her profile, there'll be a public post about this podcast episode. And I doubt the other Anna Roses will be posting about this podcast episode. Yeah. All right, lovely. And listeners know too that if you want to learn more about the Womb Centered Healing Temple, you can go to wombcenteredhealing.com, sign up for the newsletter, and you'll get announcements in the newsletter about upcoming events and courses, and you'll get announcements about the latest podcast and blog episodes. So look forward to seeing you there. All right. Thank you for joining us today, Anna. Are there any last words of wisdom, invitation, invocation that you might like to share?
Yes, I just would recommend everyone to just take a moment maybe and to see what the Enchantress holds for them, and also to look at the work that you're doing, Sama, because I feel every person can benefit from it because it's very authentic. And it just improves my life on such a deep level, and I would I would think it's the same for other people as well. Yeah, that's really what I just want to say, because I'm really grateful to be here and to learn from your wisdom.
Oh, thank you so much, Anna. And on that note, when you go to the wombcenteredhealing.com website, you can click on the button at the top of the page that says the Biomystical Womb Apprenticeship, if you want to learn more about the program that we've been talking about here. There you have it. So thanks so much for joining us again. And that's all for now. Until next time.